Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, social media, Instagram. You know where I'm at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I've been in psychotherapy since October of 2017. I'm not a psychopath. I've just been in psychotherapy. So the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and also in the process validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about friendships with a narcissist from the narcissist perspective, my perspective. So growing up, y'all, I feel like I had a lot of friends. I just did. You know, my personality outside of the disorder is good. I have a good personality outside of the disorder. I'm funny. I'm friendly. People tend to like me. People tend to gravitate towards me because I'm approachable. People used to just tell me the wildest stuff and just trust me with things. You know what I mean? Then not knowing that I would possibly use them against them later on in life. Not in life, but if they crossed me, I would use them later. But I've grown out of that now. But I've always had a lot of a big friend group when I was younger, always, like family, friends, everything. And I've gotten older now. I'm 36 years old now. And I was thinking, like, my car broke down the other day. I was like, who can I call right now? And I thought about it. Other than my brothers, I'm like, there's only like one or two people I can call. 10 years ago, I could probably call 10, 15 people. Hey, man, I'm in McLeansville. Can you come get me? Somebody could come and scoop me up. But now I feel like my friendships have changed a lot over the years because I've been gradually pushing people away. I've been gradually cutting people off for different reasons. I was talking to my therapist about this yesterday. I was like, I just feel like I have friends for a season. I have seasonal friends, like a seasonal job at Target. Like, you got to apply to be my friend for a season. And then when that season ends, you got to go find other friendship employment. You know what I mean? What? I just made it up. Like, seasonal friendships. I literally would just have seasonal friendships. Or nobody, I have a couple of close friends, and that's it. My wife and my kids and my brothers, and that's like pretty much. I got a couple of homeboys, but they all scattered around the place. A couple of cousins and stuff. But I asked my therapist, like, why? Like, I'm cool enough. Like, why don't I have a lot of close friends? She's like, you tell me. She's like, I feel like your conditions of friendship are so high that it's easy to disappoint you. And when you know you get when people disappoint you, you just tend to cut them off without in the blink of an eye. Like, she's like, betrayal is run so deep with narcissistic people like myself that if I feel like you betray me, even though you might not even know it, if I feel like you betray me in some way, shape, or form, like I can't trust you no more. Like, what's the point of having you around if I can't trust you? Like, I feel like betrayal is one of my main things that I just can't get past. I feel like if you betray me, then you are my enemy. From this point forward, like, you have to be my enemy because you betrayed me. We can't be friends. You know what I mean? Not necessarily enemies, but like, we just can't be friends anymore. I'll talk to you in passing and stuff like that. I'm telling you, y'all, look, we had a group of people. We used to call ourselves the team. It was like 20 of us. We used to go to clubs and stuff like that. And I feel like all the members of the team, I feel like, other than, like I said, my brothers and the ones I'm still talking to now, I feel like I've just outgrown. And because, this is how betrayal is with a narcissist. Like, if I tell you to do something that's good for your life and you don't do it, I take that as disrespect. Hey, man, write this song right here. This song will be dope. Please write this song right here. And, you mean, we can promote it together. I got 1 million followers online. Just give me a song. Nothing. Don't give me anything. Just cut it off. I'm like, okay, cool. You don't want to make it. You don't have any aspirations. Don't tell me you have goals and that you want. Don't tell me that you're trying to make it in life. Because I gave you the opportunity. You didn't try to do it. Cut off. Don't talk to them about business. You know, I just can't talk to you more. I can't have that type of relationship with you no more. Because you're not about the success. You're not about betterment. And my therapist said one of the main problems I have with people is like because I'm not comfortable like staying pat or staying stagnant with my life or being average, quote unquote average. you know, that if people, if I feel like people are not going, if people are happy where they are, I just leave them where they're at. I'm like, okay, cool, bye. You're not going while your trajectory and my trajectory are two different. Man, you're cool right here. I got places I gotta go. So, peace. And don't talk to you no more. That's it. Peace. And I just know I'm gonna live a better life than yours. Like, my life is gonna be better than yours. And because you didn't listen to me, good luck at living a good existence. And that's how petty I am. Just like literally. And my therapist said, like, because, you know, I think she's like, I think, do you think you might be jealous of those people because they can be happy where they are? And I said, yeah. I think she's like, I cut people off sometimes. I cut friends and family members off and stuff like that because I'm jealous of people that have the ability to be happy where they are at in life, to be completely just content where you are. I'm jealous that people can feel content and joy and pure happiness at the point, at the goal, I mean, where they are in life right now. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, your narcissist might be the same type of person, might be jealous that you can be content. And you peel back the layers, jealousy of contentment, like you content. I'm jealous of happiness. And a lot of people ask me, you think narcissists can be happy? I'm like, yeah, I can be. I feel like there's a difference between happiness and joy. I think narcissists like myself, I can be happy. I can have happiness because happiness, I feel like, comes in a moment. I feel like happy comes in a moment, quick burst. I can be happy. Like, I just graduated from school. Yeah, I did. I got my college degree. Hey, y'all, I just had a baby. You know, I just got married. Hey, y'all, just moments like that. I can be happy in moments like that. But joy is everlasting. Joy is you know, long-lasting happiness. Joy is fulfillment. I think joy escapes me. And I think being around people that can experience joy and be happy and content where they are, I think it makes me feel a certain type of way. So I'd be happy, you know, I find a reason to get rid of them out of my life. And like I said, you might be dealing with a narcissist in your life that does the same type of stuff that I do, because I will cut people off for no reason. Like, it just be the most petty stuff. Like, I'm a real estate agent. If you use another agent to buy a house, done. If you know me, you know I sell houses, this is how I feed my family. You use another agent, done. Everybody like, just give them, everybody don't have to use you, leave, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. They don't have to use me. I don't have to be their friend. Bye, done. I feel like disrespect. I feel like you're disrespectful. At least tell me you're not going to use me. Don't just do it behind my back. Done. Don't talk to you anymore. And then I don't have no well wishes for you. I get jealous. I get angry. I get petty. I cut people off. I've cut people off like that. I've been friends with people for 25 years. And they just like, use a different agent behind my back to buy a house. Didn't tell me. Okay, cool. We're not friends anymore. You didn't have the bravery to tell me you're going to use a different agent until, no, bye, peace. Done. We're not friends anymore. Cool. Don't even tell them why. Just block them. I block friends. I go no contact. I go no contact on people. Imagine that, the narcissist going no contact on you because you made him mad for being happy. You made the narcissist mad because you're happy and they go no contact on you. Isn't that a paradox? It's kind of weird. It's kind of funny when I think about it. But yeah, that's how I feel. Like I said, my friendships, I feel like I still have good friends. I feel like my good friends now. I feel like one of my good friends, his name is Jonathan. That's my man. That's one of my peoples right there. Like, if you met, like, meeting, I feel like meeting that person, Jonathan, has altered my life for the better. I feel like, even though we don't see each other as much anymore, I feel like that person will be my friend for life. And I'll be his friend for life. I have his back. He has my back. But he has some stuff going on, too. He'll tell you he has some stuff going on. If he watches this, you know, Jonathan, you my man. You know, we'll go to war for each other. We done had the arguments and shit and stuff like that. That's still my man's. Because we both have had long, deep talks about this. He has that same drive and hunger that I got. That just, you can't be happy in the moment. You want more. It's always more. Give me more. I got success. What's next? What's success times two? What's level two success? I need that. I got level one. Give me level two or level three. I need that. What's the next goal? And stuff like that. People like that I can keep around. I need people that are just match my energy and make, you know, make me feel, I don't know why, but I like being jealous of other people's success. I like that. I need to get around people to have more than me so I can get jealous of them to motivate me. So I just like, I'm trying to be friends with rich folks now. You know what I mean? Like I said, I used to be trying to be friends with people that made six figures. When I hit that, I was just like, okay, what a seven figure friends at? If you listen to this, you make seven figures, let's be friends. I'm serious. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I just like that's how my life is right now, man. I feel like my life is in a mess. My therapist said I need to get my stuff under control. Because I'm to other people it might appear that I'm successful, but to me I'm just like what's the success if you have nobody to share it with? I mean, I got my wife and kids and stuff like that, but like other than them, what is it? It's just man, you know what I mean? And she told me, she was like, you gotta get open. I gotta get more open to doing like collaborations on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. So if you watching this and you do YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram, you want to do a live with me, you want to do a collaboration on one of my skits, let me know. I'm uncomfortable, but I'm willing to try. I'm willing to give you a chance. If you break my heart on this chance, I'm coming to get you. I promise you. I'm going to come get you. I'm going to get you. I promise I'm going to get you. You're going to get got. I promise. But that's just how life goes, man. Like I said, narcissist friends, like they'll get jealous of you. They'll cut you off. They'll belittle you. And they'll try to be better than you. That's what I do. That's me from my perspective. That's how narcissistic friends work. I know you probably wanted to hear a different version of this, but that's literally how I work as a friend. You know, I'm always competing against my friends. I want more than them. I don't like say I'm not the type of person that wish the worst on people. I just want to be better. You know, I don't want you to drop levels. I want you to level up so I can pass you. That's the type I want. I want to be so jealous of you. I know y'all thinking like you are crazy. I want to be so jealous of you that you have so much that I don't want you to have less. I just want to have more. Like you have a million. I just want 1.1 million or 1.05 million or 1.01 million. Just a little bit more. And we can still be cool. And then you go get two. Guess what? I need to get 2.01. That's just the type of friend I am. That's the type of person I am. I don't ever try to hold anybody back. I'm all about lifting people up because I've always been into this self-betterment and stuff like that. I've been changing my mindset and things like that with Tony Robbins and Les Brown and, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza, all those good folks. I've been trying to do that right there. Anyway, y'all, I know I didn't carry it on too long with this episode. I got to chat about the friends and the, you know, the jello and all the other good stuff. But if you haven't already, hit the like and subscribe button. Subscribe to the podcast. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, go ahead and hit the 5 stars. Give me a good review. I appreciate everybody. I'm in my laundromat filming right now. So if the camera, if the lighting isn't as up to par as it used to be, because I'm in my laundromat filming. So I'm making the best. I'm making lemonade. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much. I'm truly appreciative of every single one of y'all. Like, I definitely wouldn't be here without y'all. So I'm thankful. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace.